Thanks for tuning in to Stocks of the Hour. I'm Abby Phillips. This morning, CareTech released its Q4 FY22 activities report. CareTech's pipeline expanded fivefold in this period versus the previous quarter, with over 60 active leads across the US and Australia. The company stated that it's generating interest from a wide range of industries in both markets. The strong interest in CareTech solutions across multiple industries and markets validates the value proposition of the Sophie Hub ecosystem. Shares in CareTech are trading 12.2% higher at 8 cents. Buy now, pay later, Sezzle says total revenue grew 6.8% in the June quarter to US$29.3 million on merchant sales up 1.9% to US$419.1 million. Total active merchants climbed 19% year on year to 47,900. Sezzle said it's targeting US$40 million in annualized revenue and cost savings via staff redundancies and new deals with merchants. Sezzle received US$11 million compensation from Zip after its merger was called off. Shares in Sezzle are trading 5.9% higher at $1.08. Bluebet today released its Q4 FY22 activities report to the market. The report highlighted a strong performance for its Australian business and significant progress in its US market entry strategy. Bluebet CEO Bill Richman commented, "Q4 has been another strong quarter for Bluebet, with a good performance from our profitable Australian business, where we continue to grow our customer base and the top line as we take market share while retaining strong margins. In the US, with our fourth market access agreement now secure in Indiana, we now have the platform to execute stage one of our US capital light entry as we move rapidly towards taking first bets in Iowa, our first US state. We are well funded to deliver our strategy to scale the Australian business whilst gaining a foothold in the US market and will continue to responsibly deploy our capital to achieve sustainable growth." Shares are trading 4.2% higher at 62 cents.